7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It doesn't matter because 1930 is 1930, and it is 1930. Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Golf Committee. Yeah, that's right, 1930, UTC. Dubious Golf Committee time, and my name is Tobe. I'm outdoors today because I thought it was a little bit cooler, but now the sun is directly on me and it's extremely hot. I am approaching the creek. I'm now in the shade, so I guess I can take my sunglasses off and start paying attention because I'm in the spot where our little dude friend likes to pop out and just say hi. So I'm getting my camera ready. And we are about to enter the canopy. I thought I heard something there for a second. Maybe not. Let's sneak in here and see if we can find any of our foxy buddies or any other interesting dude. I'm in stealth mode. I'm so sneaky and tricky. And I'm looking around. I'm looking around over there in the zone where we normally see our little guy. But I'm not seeing him. Okay, let's move up here a little bit and see what's going on. Oh, I saw movement. No, it's just a couple of squirrels walking along the little animal trail on the opposite bank over by the golf ball eating ravine. Okay, well, I'm not seeing much of anything as of yet. But that doesn't mean I'm not looking. Well, hello. What's happening? It's 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And boom, there's the kickoff. I am watching Europa League. Yay, it's Europa League day. And the game that is just now starting is Borussia Dortmund versus Atalanta. And I'm not listening to it. I'm only watching it because the commentators are Keith Costigan, who I've got no problem with, and Alexi Lalas, who I have a huge problem with. And I don't even want to hear him talk. I think I need some tea. Yes, of course. I'm watching football. This is the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm watching, and I'm drinking tea because this is the tea committee, too. Oh, it's good tea. It's nice and hot. Oh, it's a little bit too hot. Oh. So anyway, I have had an interesting day. We're having some weather. We're having snow and sleet. And the driving was supposed to be bad. Oh boy, they were hyping up the weather advisory yesterday and all last night. And they were saying, oh, it's going to be terrible. You're not going to be able to go anywhere. And that was no good because I had to go somewhere today. I had to go to the doctor. And I almost called in and said I wasn't going to be able to make it due to the weather and the road conditions and everything, but it looks like the temperature creeped up to about freezing or slightly above, and so the ice didn't stick around. It was real icy this morning, apparently. But by the time I had to go to the doctor at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it seemed like the streets were okay, so I had to shovel a path for my car to get out, to get down the driveway. And I left real early. I left like 45 minutes before my doctor's appointment, thinking that, oh, the roads might be tricky, it might be hard to drive around. But no, everything was pretty good, and I got to my doctor's appointment about a half an hour early. So I got in early, and I also got out early, so everything's great. So now I'm back here just in time to see the Atalanta versus Dortmund game. Come on, Dortmund! I do love Borussia Dortmund and Borussia Mönchengladbach, any of the Prussian teams. And I'm wondering now how the previous game went. There was a game on right before this. It was Zenit, St. Petersburg versus Celtic. And I'm pretty sure Zenit stomped all over them, but I'm not sure. I haven't seen a final score on that yet. So I don't know. This game is the second game of the tie. At this level, at this stage in this competition, the teams play two games. One at home and one away.
A couple of squirrels walking along the little animal trail on the opposite bank over by the golf ball eating ravine. Okay, well, I'm not seeing much of anything.
So even though we're only 4 minutes and 19, 20, 21 seconds into this game, technically speaking, Dortmund is ahead 3-2. And then there's all kinds of other crazy things you need to know, like away goals. The first tiebreaker is away goals. So if at Atlanta was to score and the aggregate score was 3-3 and the game ended, Atalanta would advance because they scored two away goals in the previous game. And so there's a lot of people worried about goals. It's just like us.
The most clean thing that you can ever imagine.
Yes, I am pretty fun. But who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. And today we're discussing some of my dubious goals as a child. And one of the devices I used to use to attain my dubious goals. I'll put the link up again here in case you missed it. This link is to a photograph of a device that I built. It is an electronic circuit. And if you missed the first half of the discussion of this circuit, you can listen to it in the archive, because right now we're going to jump right in and talk about what this device actually does. What kind of box is this? Well, I never came up with a name with it, and I never put it in a box, so I never really came up with a name, but I just generally called it the bug box or the bug detector, even though I very rarely used it to try to detect bugs or other taps on a phone line. Because that is what it is nominally for. Basically, you clip the red and the green wires to your red and green terminals of your telephone line. And if that orange LED lights up, then you know that there's a tap on the line. Or you might realize that it could also mean that an extension is off the hook. So I guess the big question is, what does this thing do and how does it work? Well, I'd love to tell you, but I can't really remember, to be perfectly honest, but I sort of do. Basically, what this thing is it's a voltage drop detector. You hook it up to the phone lines, and if something else is on the line, it'll cause a voltage drop on the phone line, which then makes that LED light up. Basically, that op amp is looking at the voltage on the phone line, which is nominally negative 48 volts if memory serves. And so basically, you use that trim pot to set it. You put it on a phone line, and you use that trim pot, you put it on a phone line that you know is not off hook, that you know nothing else is on. And you set the trim pot so that the LED is not on, and then you lift up the receiver of a phone on that line, and that LED will go on. So if all of your phones are on the hook and that LED is on, you know that somebody else is on your line and possibly listening in. So that's what this thing is nominally for, and that's how it works. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's what I always used it for. I mean, come on, I'm an 11-year-old kid. Who's going to be tapping my phones, right? Yeah, I didn't even have a phone. You know, back in those days, the house had one phone, but I surreptitiously added a phone line into my room, and I didn't even have a phone on it. I just hooked it up to my stereo so I could listen to people talking on the phone. And one of the illicit uses for this device would be to then put it on the line to see if anybody else is on the phone and to let me know when somebody gets on the phone in case I want to listen in. How rude. So that's just one illicit use for it. So I suppose the best name for this circuit would be an off-hook detector, because that's what I used to use it for the most. Or I guess I should say, I didn't use it that way, but I'm sure other phone freaks did, because I would never admit to doing anything illegal right here on the Dubious Goals Committee radio show. And I would not ever recommend you to do anything illegal, and I do not condone illegal activity. So if you hear me say things that sound illegal, just remember I'm speaking totally off the cuff, and these are things that somebody could do. Okay, so suppose you're a phone freak, or there's a phone freak out there that has this little device, and he's walking around in his neighborhood looking for somewhere to clip on. And when I say clip on, I mean I'm looking for, or somebody is looking for terminals, phone line terminals to clip their butt set to or their beige box to, so that they can make some phone calls on somebody else's phone line. So a freak could take this device into an apartment complex basement where, you know, the phone line terminals are, and clip this onto those terminals. And in doing so, could find out which telephone lines are already in use, because the little LED will come on if the line is in use, and which lines are not currently in use and then could be used for, you know, phone freak activities. Now, this comes in mighty handy because you don't want to accidentally clip onto a telephone line that is in use, because the people who are on that telephone line will hear it. They will hear, you know, they'll hear the electronic scratching as the alligator clips are clipped on, and then they'll hear your butt set or your beige box, you know, drop, and they'll be able to hear you breathing, and they'll say, hey, who's on the line? And then they'll start freaking out and they'll call the phone cops, or they'll come running out of their apartment and run down into the basement and find a phone freak sitting there doing something they shouldn't be doing. So that's one thing that this can be used for. When you're standing there, when a phone freak is standing there in front of a terminal strip and is looking for a line to clip on, which one should I clip onto? I don't want to clip onto something that's already in use. So instead of clipping on the butt set, you clip on this thing. Now you might be asking yourself, what's a butt set? And that's a telco word. There's a couple people listening who know what I'm talking about. But for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, a butt set is a handheld phone, and you've probably seen these clipped onto telephone lineman belts. You've seen these plenty of times. They're often orange, and basically it's just a telephone built into a handset, and it's got a keypad on it, and it's got a couple of other extra buttons on it, and it's got two alligator clips. And telephone guys, employees of the telephone company, use these to get onto lines when they're working. So they can be up on a pole and they can clip their butt set onto the line, and they can dial and test the line out and do stuff like that. So obviously a butt set is an important piece of equipment for a phone freak, because it's basically a mobile phone that you can just clip onto anybody's line and then call Wiesbaden, West Germany, or wherever you're apt to call. Another use of this device is in conjunction with a bridge box. Basically, let's say a phone freak is in the basement of an apartment complex and he wants to set up a bridge and he's got a bridge box. Well, he can hook this bug box up to the bridge box while hooking up the other lines to the bridge box. And then once all the lines are attached, it can be adjusted to detect when somebody calls into the bridge. And so you know that somebody is on the bridge, even if they don't say anything, just because you can tell the drop in the line voltage, because the LED will come on. The only problem with this is every time somebody then comes on, you have to readjust it. And if anybody hangs up, and there's no way for you to know, and so you're only going to know when two or three people get on. But you know, after that after that many people are on, you don't need to pay any more attention for obvious reasons and you can just bail and let the thing go on its own. Once you get the bridge set up, you use your butt set to clip onto each individual line. You call an ANAC to get the number of the line that you're on. And then you get out of there and you give out your bridge numbers as you see fit. And as much as I would love to continue sitting here talking about all the various usages for various bug boxes, beige boxes, and other boxes, I'm afraid I cannot continue to do that because we're running out of time. That's right. If you look at your clock, you'll notice that it's almost 2000 hours, and that's the time. Do you know how to make tea? You don't? Why not? Didn't they teach you how to make it in kiddie school? No, they didn't. You should get a refund. Do you think kiddie school ripped you off because they didn't teach you how to make tea?
fireworks, huh? On the count, one, two, three. Hi!
Eddie, tell them like it is.
Hey, I'm Eddie Idle, and this is my band. Us guys, we're sitting pretty up here right now on the top of the current scene for one pretty good reason, I guess. We take merch. You know, I guess whether it's an important decision about album graphics or the current lyrics for some music we've just written, or just trying to make our limo doorbell safe from transient peaks, I guess they're the only decisions we've got. So, I guess you know we're gonna make the most of them. We want our minds made up fast, right guys?
You bet.
Merch makes up our minds faster, more completely than any other mental supplement ever could, if there were any.
I love it.
So, hey, listen to me. Try Merch, huh? It's all there is. Best of all, Merch works.
That's all.
Come on, guys. Let's do one more.
Okay, Eddie.
All right. That's where I come in.
Merch makes up your mind.
Take only as directed.
Cue World's most joyous celebration! Coordinated jumping! They're like a string of My Little Ponies vaulting over a rainbow! Friendship is magic!
Dear one serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
My mistake, ma'am.
Well, I should say it is, Calpurnia. Mother, your maid is... Oh, hello.
Evening. Sorry to disturb your,
elegant dinner party for the most elegant... American people in all of New York.
Don't be so gloomy. After all, it's not that awful. What the fella said. In Italy, for 30 years under the Borgias, they had warfare, terror, murder, and bloodshed, but they produced Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and the Renaissance. In Switzerland, they had brotherly love. They had 500 years of democracy and peace, and what did that produce? The cuckoo clock. So long, Holly.
Decided. Wow. Dortmund was on the attack there and they called that offside. That wasn't offside. Show that replay again. Oh.